Hey guys, what's going on? Arthur Anthony here, co-host of Life Cope. If you don't know, you know now. So like we always say here at Life Cope, we're not licensed therapists or psychiatrists. We just give advice to those that can use it. And today we were talking about what can you do when you're arguing with somebody, like your significant other or friend or whatever. What do you do when they block your path? Because a lot of people, like, there's simple ways to do it, and then there's ways to do that might not be so simple, and which could get physical. And in that case, we really want to avoid like violence or anything physical. So I'm going to talk today about, you know, some things that you can do in order to get out of that situation and not make it worse. And this goes for males and females because, you know, we both can be caught in that situation in an abusive relationship or just when you're arguing with somebody in general, and then the other party wants to go overboard. So, well, before I get to the topic today, so back to school soon. Kids, I'm sorry. It's summer's almost over. It's time to go back to school. For me, I'm excited about that because it gets my kids out of the house. And and of course, they get to learn, you know, when they go to school. But, oh, man, I'm just ready for them to go back to school already. Besides that, August, so this is my birthday month. My birthday month to all you Leos out there. Happy birthday in advance. And there's one more thing I was going to say, but I'll probably get back to it later on. So the three things you can do when somebody's blocking your path, you know, in an argument, there's physical escape. You can call for help or you can just stay put. So with physical escape, it says physical, but it doesn't mean like get physical. So when the person blocks your path, you can find another exit or go in the bathroom or bedroom and lock the door. But if there's another exit in the house, you can exit the house that way too. Just pretend like you're not, you know, you're going to stay and then just walk out the other door. If you're really in danger, you can escape through a window, you know, if it's safe to do so. Especially like if you lock yourself in the bathroom and a bedroom and, you know, you can go through the window and get to go to the roof and get downstairs in order for you to get away from that person. You can also stay and discuss the situation until the person, you know, relaxes and they're not paying attention. And then you can make your escape. So you put them at ease. And then once they're not as attentive, then you can, like, make your way out. Calling for help. So that's easy. But people freeze sometimes and they become afraid. And they can't muster the courage in order to call for help. So you can call 911, you know, explain the situation, and just make it clear that you're trying to avoid violence. You know, that you're just trying to get away from the person. And then police will show up, of course, or the bobbies in London, as the people in England say. Or the English say. By the way, I used to live in Liverpool. I don't know if I ever told you guys that. Or your third option is you can scream for help. Hopefully you have neighbors nearby. Hopefully you're not somewhere that's secluded. That if you scream for help, nobody can hear you. Just scream for help. Some people say instead of saying rape, you can yell fire instead. Because people react better to that. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that. And your third option, you can stay put. So, you know, sit down and just be quiet and talk to yourself. You just say, it's not worth it to get into a fight. You gotta keep repeating that to yourself. Or you can say, it's my job to stay calm now. Because one person has to be calm in you know, when you're arguing or when you're in a confrontation. If both parties are both heated, you guys are not going to get anywhere for sure. Just relax, take a deep breath, and then try to stay calm. Use whatever technique you can use to stay calm, and then after, you guys can have a civil conversation, hopefully. I know it doesn't always work out that way. So that's all I have for today, guys. So hopefully you guys won't be in a situation where somebody's blocking your way when you're in an argument or try to get violent or physical. So thank you guys again for listening. I hope you guys have a pretty good weekend. Not pretty good. I hope you guys have a great weekend, in fact. And if you'd like to reach out to us, you can always email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can find us on social media, on Twitter or Instagram. And you can look up LifeCope LLC, and we're also available on there. So thanks again, guys, for listening. And we will see you. Well, we won't see you. You guys will hear us next week. Have a great weekend.